And Hashem tells Yaakov, I'm going down with you to Egypt. Don't be scared of going down. I'm going down with you, and I'm going to take you back up, and Yosef's going to take care of you. Yaakov was scared of going down. He was scared if we go down to Egypt, the kids will sink into the transgressions of Egypt, the disgusting behavior of the Egyptians, to the point where there'll be no one left to take out. Yaakov was scared of the silent Holocaust. What would happen with the Jews in Egypt? And Hashem tells him, don't be scared. Yosef's going to take care of you. You want to know what Egypt can look like? Look at Yosef. Yosef is and remains for the Jewish people the prototypical Jew who goes into exile and succeeds. Succeeds firstly on the personal level in retaining his purity and not being defiled with the wife of Potiphar. Afterwards, Yosef shows us the ability to contend with being punished for being a good Jew. And finally, Yosef shows us how the Jew perseveres and not only holds on to his values, but in suffering is kind to the unknown Gentile, the person who's in prison with him, who has a bad dream. And he takes the time to notice, hey, what's bothering you, buddy? Maybe I can help you. And finally, Yosef shows us how when the Jew retains his values and stands opposite a king who tells him, I hear you're a genius. I hear you could interpret any dream. You just hear it and you have the answer. And Yosef retains his values and says, not me, God. And holding on to his values, Yosef rises to the top. Jews very often miss these points. They forget that in order to rise to the top as a Jew, you must remain a Jew. And people will respect you for your values. They won't look down at you. One of the people who do this phenomenally is Chabad. Chabad don't compromise. Chabad say, these are my values, and we're going to work this way. And if we're going to make an event, it's going to have this kashrut. They don't say, well, it's an event, we have to bring people together, it's important, you do kiruv, so we can get something that seems kosher, it's a decent hechsher, we can do it. No, these are our values, this is going to be the kashrut, and we're going to have the event, but we're going to ensure that we don't compromise on our values. And this goes on over and over again, and their values, it's something to admire and learn from them. I'll get to you in a second, we're in the middle of what Rav Chalap is saying. So Yaakov's concern was, if we go down, I'm scared I'm going to lose my people. And when Hashem says, Yosef will take care of you, what Hashem is saying is, Yosef is the model that people should emulate when they go down into Mitzrayim.
Yaakov or Yosef?
Yosef. Look at Yosef. Look at how he went down. Look at how he came out. Look at how Yosef is the tzaddik. What does Yosef say when she tempts him? Yosef says, I'm scared of God. I can't do that. I can get away with it. No one's going to know. Everyone's out at the Nile. There won't be any problems. There's one problem. I'm scared of Hashem. And that's the level we stay on. When Pharaoh tries to entice the two midwives to be intimate with him, they were God-fearing people. When Pharaoh tries telling them, commit abortions, murder the babies as they're being born. Don't worry, you'll just tell the people that the baby was a stillborn. You just hold their neck for a few seconds, strangulate the baby. When the baby comes out, you'll say, I'm so sorry, there must be a problem in the Jewish diet. The Jewish women are giving birth to stillborns. Et Elokim vatirena mialdot. That same trait of Yosef, they held on to. They were fearful of Hashem. The Egyptian king is threatening their lives. They don't know if they will live to tell the tale. Doesn't matter. This teaches us where Am Yisrael was holding. And even though Chazal teaches many harsh things about Am Yisrael in Egypt, but Hashem knew that deep down inside, they would retain that basic level of Yirat Shamayim. And when they came out of Mitzrayim, that's where you see, they were just in Egypt and they're standing by the sea and it says, Vayiru Am et Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe Avdo. They have awe of Hashem. You're standing at the Yam Suf. Excuse me. You worshipped that calf just a few days ago. Now suddenly you're fearful of Hashem? Yes, all along it was within them. All along, deep down inside, it was there. And that's what Hashem was promising Yaakov. Yosef's going to take care of you. The idea is Yosef's going to be your model. You're going to see they will hold on to that connection. And we could add that in Egypt there were two decrees. One decree was that a slave could never be a king. And the second one was that slaves are never let out of Egypt. Slavery is forever in Egypt. It's called the Beit Avadim, the house of slaves, because it was known that a slave never made it out of Egypt alive. Here we have an allusion. What was their first decree? No slave ever becomes king. Yosef is king. And if you could see that the first decree, the eternal decree of the Egyptians, was broken, so too their second decree, that a slave never leaves Egypt alive, would also be broken. And that's the idea. Yosef will teach you. Yosef will teach you what it means to be a God-fearing person. Yosef will teach you that Egyptian decrees are finite. They think they're infinite. Just as Yosef went from rags to riches, from being a slave to being a king against Egyptian law, so too the Jewish people will go from being slaves to being a nation of kings. And that's what Hashem says, I will take you out, and Yosef is your proof. Look at Yosef. Look at Yosef holding on to his Yirat Shamayim. Look at Yosef breaking all Egyptian laws to become their king.